You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On to the Texas Rangers. I'm your host, Bryce Patrick, joined today by the OG, the GO, there's only two layers, so there's only two combinations of things I can do. Grant Schiller, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, life is fine, but baseball is kind of abjectly terrible at this point in Texas Rangers history, yeah. I guess.
You know, they are definitely setting history. And so, I mean, here's the thing. And maybe you might not have known this, but, like, they stink real bad.
That's news to me. That is absolutely breaking news here. The Rangers are not good at baseball right now.
Very, very bad.
But you know what is good? The interview you had that went up on yesterday's episode. That was some great stuff talking with Josh Stowers and Bubba Thompson, two guys who I really like, and I think you really like their profile. So what was it like just getting to talk to those guys, and what do you think you learned from them from that conversation?
Yeah, it was good. You know, so interviews aren't really something I've done. I don't really do those. But since at Frisco, we're not allowed down on the field for batting practice this year because of COVID regulations, which makes sense, obviously. It's hard to get a feel for guys' makeup. And so I wanted to talk to them mostly so I could get a better feel on that part of it. It's going to play a big role for both of them. So, like, Stowers is an up-down guy. Like, he's not going to be a big league starter in all likelihood. He may not even be a guy who sticks at the big leagues. But I think he's got a good chance to spend a day there, spend a week there, go up and down for 2 years there maybe, and have a chance to kind of stick. But if you are a bad makeup guy, it's hard to get that call, which is kind of why I'm not really sold that Steel Walker's ever going to make it. At the end of the day, if you are an up-down guy and you're not well-liked, that really hurts your chances of being the one they choose. And the reason I wanted to really know it on Stowers is because early in the year, as he was really struggling, he was very visibly frustrated, which is understandable given just how lost he was at the plate. But like it would even transfer over to like BP. Like he'd have a bad round and his shoulders would slump and he'd kind of go into himself. And one of the things that I really found, I guess, encouraging in that interview was him referencing off the field things and just kind of maybe not being a great place away from the game as he's got traded. And I'm sure he's kind of moving away from friends and stuff, because he'd been in Tampa for quite a while because he had stayed there throughout the pandemic. So he built relationships and just didn't know the coaching staff. And so I found it encouraging from a makeup standpoint. He seemed very positive, and he mentioned still talking to a lot of his old Louisville teammates, which, you know, obviously kind of shows he's a good teammate and stays close with those guys. So I was really happy with what I came away with there. And then Bubba, I wanted to get to know his makeup, really to know how much of a thinker he is on the field.
Because then I could hear you came back at the end.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you couldn't hear me. Okay. So we had very fun connectivity issues, but you were saying about Bubba Thompson, you want to see if he was a thinker out there on the baseball.
Yeah, thing? The baseball thing. And he's more of a thinker than to call it a baseball thing, which is a positive.
Again, you said he's more of a thinker than to call it a baseball place.
Yes, indeed. And the reason I kind of really wanted to get to know more about how he thought on the field is because he shows aptitude and ability to make adjustments and a realization of how he is going to be pitched as someone who really struggles against off-speed stuff, which is part of why he's been able to punish more mistake off-speed pitches and do that better throughout the year. I mean, it sounds like he wings it a little bit more than I thought, to be honest with you. But if anything, he's a little bit harder on himself than he should be, because he is getting better at that. And kind of when I mentioned that, he was like, I don't really know. And was kind of focusing more on his numbers going down, whereas I think the quality of a bat has gone up a little bit.
Well, that's good to see. Yeah, because he's definitely a guy who was, I mean, that old model of Rangers first-round pick of Toolsy outfielder who, let's see if we can try and get him to play to learn how to play baseball, which is a hard thing to do. But if you could do it, then there's obviously a lot of upside there. And it seems like I had a little bit of concerns when he was in high A and stuff, because I mean, he'd had these problems before, but like seeing the way he's adjusted in double A is definitely encouraging, and hearing you talking to him is definitely an encouraging sign, I think, as well.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, coming into the season, I was kind of out on him. I didn't think he was going to make it, and his stock has risen quite a bit to where now I think there's a high probability he's a fourth outfield type, with even potentially 2-3 years of being a legitimate starter in there. And that's probably about 70th percentile outcome, but even if you look at the 25th through 50th percentile, it's a guy who's a big leaguer for at least a couple seasons probably. Even if the start of his career probably is a little bit rough as teams kind of attack him with big league quality spinners.
Yeah, but, you know, that's still a big leaguer. And, you know, the Rangers actually getting a first rounder to be a big leaguer is not something they've had a great track record with. But, you know, I feel like that might be a win. I definitely think I'm a little higher on him than you are, but I think he is a big leaguer for at least a decent chunk of time. But there's still that upside there, and he's still just 23. He's still growing and learning. But there's a lot of upside and variance to prospects. One of which I talked about earlier this week on a Tuesday's episode about a guy who I might want in a Joey Gallo package, a fellow by the name of Mackenzie Gore, who is a left-handed pitcher in the Padres system with high upside. Before the season, they had him at, I believe, where was he? 11th on their top 100 prospects, right behind their shortstop, CJ Abrams, who was at 10. Which before that, I think last year, before some of his stock fell, he was definitely above, he was like the top, one of the consistent top pitching prospects in baseball. And now, he's not even pitching anywhere right now, and he's just kind of on the shelf. And I was wondering about your thoughts on him. He's only pitched 21 innings above, or 21 and two-thirds innings above double A, and now he is on the shelf in, I believe, Arizona, just trying to figure out how to throw strikes, because things didn't go super great for him during the pandemic with no minor league baseball games to show off. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. It is the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All other nicotine pouches are dry, white pouches, nothing dips, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded. Our listeners, for you guys, for listeners of Locked On Rangers, you get a special offer. Right now you can go try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to fullyloadedchew.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON for just $1 in free shipping if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew at fullyloadedchew.com. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for a local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why would you endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning, such as, is your car an LX, an EX, while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand from their warehouses happen to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com in your home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why spend up to 30, 50, even 100% more on the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Prices at rockauto.com, they're always reliably low for every single customer. They've got everything you need. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened there, honestly, because now, I mean, if we go back, I saw him spring training a few years back, and I didn't necessarily think he was the top of the rotation guy that a lot of people did. He was very good. Like, don't get me wrong. He was a big league starter projection, no question. But I don't know if it was like Drew Ace stuff, like his top 10 prospect status would belie. But then last year and this year, like, his stuff's really backed up. He's not throwing strikes. I don't think that you'd want him as a headliner in a Gallo deal, which would have been crazy to say a year ago. That's a big gamble, and you're taking a big bet on a guy finding something that hasn't been there for a year and a half now. So I don't think the Padres would include him as a secondary piece. I don't think you'd want him as a primary piece. So I don't think that's even a fit at this point.
That's absolutely wild because, I mean, yeah, I think the year before this, he was a top like five prospect in like baseball. And now, like I was about to say, I'm like, that was going to be my follow up. You stole it out of my mouth of, yeah, if he wasn't going to be the headliner, then like, yes, I would love this guy to be a second piece, a guy who just a year ago was a top 10-ish prospect in all baseball. And now it's kind of a question because the main question was, why isn't he being called up? Because he was at double A level. They had other guys that they decided to call up instead of him. Adrian Morejon was one of them. And then 21-year-old Ryan Weathers, who might be a guy who I kind of like in that role or as a piece that the Rangers might get. They took him seventh overall back in 2018, the Padres did. You know, he's done pretty well this year as his first year in the big leagues. He's pitched 58 and two-thirds innings, ERA plus of 129. The FIP doesn't like him nearly as much. He's got a FIP of 4.54 versus his ERA of 291. 42 strikeouts, so not a whole lot of strikeouts, and 18 walks in just under 60 innings, and 8 home runs. So that FIP really does not like him. But he has pitched fairly well for a 21-year-old in his first big league season for a team that is trying to win now. And I know his stuff isn't nearly as nice as that, but you know, a guy who's actually performing and performed in the big leagues in a situation like that, I think that would be a higher he'd have more value, and the Padres would be less likely to part with him. Is that what your thoughts are as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, he hasn't – I'm sorry, you cut out there a little bit on my feed. Were you talking about Weathers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he hasn't struck out a whole lot of guys, but he's young. He would be interesting. I think my number one target from them would be Robert Hassel, the outfielder they drafted last year, who I really liked in the draft and is doing really well down in low A ball. He was a high school pick last year, so he's not particularly old. He's young for the level. I'd take him over Gore.
Born in 2001.
Okay, so he's 19 or 20. I think I'd take him over Gore. I think I'd take him over Weathers. I think I'd take him over Campusano. So for me, if you're looking at a Padres deal, with the assumption Abrams is off the table, which is 99% the case, probably, even with the injury, Hassel's my target.
Well, the thing is, like, I mean, obviously he's probably off the table, and a guy who any top five prospect in baseball is so incredibly hard to get at this point. I mean, you basically have to have a star who's got, like, 3 years of control, I think, to get anybody's top five. And if the Diamondbacks end up parting with Ketel Marte, like, that's a guy who's got like 3 years left and has been pretty much a star for the last 2 years, and is still like, I think 27. but has 3 more years and a very good contract for him. That's what I would kind of take. But if there was one team that would give up a prospect this good for Joey, like, I think it would be San Diego. Because, I mean, no other GM besides John Daniels is as high and as excited about Joey Gallo and knows and believes that he can hit as high a ceiling as Joey has, which I think he's not quite at just yet. He's almost there, but like there's just like one little notch, and I think the notch might be them banning the shift, which they might talk about doing. And if they do that, I mean, good Lord, like that is one of a million reasons why you'd want to sign Joey Gallo to extension. But you think that's, even if they included a Gibson plus Gallo plus like Ian Kennedy, you think it'd still be like, no way you're getting Abrams?
I mean, if you're throwing in the house to go on Abrams, it's possible, because there are a couple of concerns with Abrams, especially in his organization. Like, he's a super low motor guy, and you don't see low motor guys at shortstop very often. Like, in batting practice, in games, there's just not a ton of I don't want to say not a ton of effort. He just is, he's not, like, if you watch Josh Jung, like, that dude goes out and he has a blast playing baseball. He's, like, very intense. And CJ Abrams is not that. He is very low motor, very calm on the baseball field. And so that's, I guess, concern number one. And then concern number two is really more specific to the Padres organization, and that they've got a $300 million guy at shortstop, a $300 million guy at third base, an all-star at second base, and a $150 million guy at first base. So they're going to have to move him to the outfield.
They've also got a pretty studly center fielder as well in transition. Yeah, he's pretty darn good.
I don't think
he's going to be Abrams, but like, still.
And you also have to take a look and make sure that the speed comes back the same when he comes back from his torn meniscus.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season, it's in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your phone and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest info. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So there's, I mean, I guess there's three real concerns there, but the dude's pretty darn good. So if you could get him by doing Gallo and Gibson together, I'd do it, personally. I don't know if Preller would, but I would.
Yeah, and I think it just kind of depends on how things shake out. Because right now they're third in the division, and they, I definitely say they have a more talented team than San Francisco. I mean, that's kind of a little bit of a disrespect to San Francisco, but all of their guys are performing at like levels that I thought were not sustainable, especially for their age. The Dodgers, I think, have a little bit more talented of a team top to bottom, and their pitchers are actually performing like they wanted to. But like, they might need Gibson more than they need Gallo, even though Gibson's not as good as Gallo. But like, the need there for a very much underperforming rotation is very much there, because their offense has been solid. But, and then you add Joey Gallo to it, it's going to be otherworldly. But like, and that can help you, I guess, overcome some of those, the disappointment of like a Blake Snell and the second half that Joe Musgrove is probably going to fall off just a little bit. Still pretty good. Still probably number three, though.
Man, I love Musgrove, though. I don't know. That dude can pitch.
You really think he's a number two? I mean, he's fallen off a little bit. From what I've seen from our Padres house, it seems like Padres fans are like bailing and the sky is falling anytime anything doesn't go perfectly, and things aren't going perfectly for him in this second half kind of early on.
I personally think Musgrove can be a number two. Darvish can be a number one. He's hurt right now. Snell's hurt right now. And that's kind of their problem at the moment, is just the pitching injuries. So yeah, I think they should just give us their top prospects for Gibson. I think that's what they should do.
Yeah, I think they absolutely should. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on just a Gibson. Like, what I'm thinking the return is kind of similar to what Lance Lynn got, because he's got the extra year, full year of control. Lance Lynn had a one full year of control, but it's this second playoff run that you're going to have him for. And so I was wondering if you think the return would be something similar. Like, Dane Dunning was, I think, a top 100 guy
ish
at the bottom tier. And I think him on his own would be about that. Is that something that you're thinking as well?
Yeah, it's tough to say, right? Because, I mean, you look at it, there's so many different factors. So you have, first of all, that Gibson doesn't have as long a track record as Lynn did. Lynn had been that good for a full season with the Rangers and then the 60-game season with the Rangers. And really, going back to his New York time before the Rangers signed him, you could see the signs of it. So you have a lot of confidence that's going to continue being the case. And obviously, it's been the case, and he's just signed the extension. Then you have next year with the potential of a lockout. And a shortened season there. You have the factor in the other way that it's a weak pitching market, and Gibson might be the best arm on it. And then, as you mentioned, the fact that if next year does have a full year, he's got a full year and a half of control. So it's really tough to say. I don't think we're going to get anybody terrific, but if you get, if you get somebody who slots into your organizational top 10 prospects, that's probably a good deal for you.
Yeah. And, you know, I was looking just yesterday at the other starting pitchers on the trade market, and, like, it's kind of him and Germán Márquez. I didn't realize how consistent Germán Márquez has been. I know he's been pretty good.
Yeah, good.
But the numbers he's putting up in Colorado are good. And he also has another year of control, like Gibson. Those are the only two with the extra year of control. There's Scherzer, who's obviously Max freaking Scherzer. So, like, but Scherzer, also, you have to pay him a lot of money. And if you're an owner, that might be a big deal to you. I don't know why, but if you get a Max Scherzer, I think he's worth the whatever $16 million that you end up paying for the rest of the season. And then Danny Duffy's also on the market, and, you know, Duffy's having a fine season, like a 2.50 ERA. He's a lefty, but he only has the 1 year of control. So I think it's Gibson and Márquez that are right up there as the top guys. And the thing is, like, there's quite a few, like, every single contending team needs a Gibson, but, like, it feels like it's not that urgent, even though it kind of should be for a lot of these teams. Like, I feel like Boston should definitely be in on him. I haven't heard any noise about them being in on him. I know, like we said, San Diego could use him. I mean, Toronto, heck, even the Yankees could definitely use him. But I don't know. It kind of feels like a weird market.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Even for a modern day trade market, it feels like it's really slow developing, right? I mean, normally, we had the Willy Adames trade early that kind of worked out for both teams in the big leagues immediately. But normally, there's at least a couple guys who were sold earlier than this. It doesn't feel like there's been really any movement or even any rumors.
Yeah, like, the only rumors that I've really heard, I haven't even really heard much about, like, Joey to the Padres, I don't think. But the only, like, noise about Joey I've heard is from the Yankees being really excited about him. And I'm like, who isn't, buddy? Who isn't excited about Joey Gallo? Probably pitchers at the faced him. But, like, I don't know. And if it's just Joey on his own, like, I can't help but think, like, that the Gibson plus Gallo is, like, to San Diego is, like, the most likely thing for that to happen. But let's look at New York. I mean, there have been definitely some hesitancy by them to give up some of their top talent. They've got, Baseball Prospectus had them as the number 9 system, because they've got a lot of talent and they're pretty deep, because they haven't made that many deals like the Padres have. But I don't know. It seems like they're, if I give up Joey, and I think this is what they're asking for, because I've seen it leaked about, like, huge demands that the Rangers are having. I think they'd want two of your top 10 guys, and probably one of those to be the top 5. If not top 3. And Yankees system looks like Diego Garcia at the top, Jason Dominguez, the 18-year-old. Pitchers 3 through 5 is Clark Schmidt, Luis Gill, and Luis Medina. Any of those names tip your fancy? I mean, obviously, Jason Dominguez is probably...
I don't think we're getting the Marson.
I don't think so either.
So, So, I haven't seen any of these guys. Like, they're not in the Texas League. They're not in Arizona for spring training. I just don't know these guys. But it's supposed to be a good system. That's the thing with prospect rankings is it's... They really don't mean a whole lot. Because it's so dependent on how good your system is. And especially this year, after last year, there was no visibility for us. Like the prospect rankings are just off. Whenever these trades do happen, don't flip out because the guy's ranked low or get excited because the guy's ranked high, because they're just off. And they don't mean that much in the first place, to be honest. But in general, yeah, man, if you don't trade Gallo, you better extend him, though. I don't know why he'd sign an extension, so I don't know. They just need to not screw this up.
That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rangers. I'll be back tomorrow with a little more talk with Grant. I'm also going to talk about the Rangers in this series, just go a little bit more in depth on to how absolutely horrendous they have been since the break. You know, probably not too much on that because it's just horribly depressing. There's not that much to say other than they've been really bad and it's been not fun to watch. And I'm sure it's been not fun for them. Talk a little bit more about what John Daniels and what Chris Woodward are saying about Joey Gallo and a possible extension versus a trade. And some encouraging signs, I guess just really like one or two encouraging signs that have happened since this All-Star break. But again, thanks to Grant for joining me. Go follow him on Twitter at OG Shill. Follow me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. Follow the show at Locked On Rangers. And until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.